This is Talking Business.
Well, I'm talking now to Annika van den Broek, who's the founder and CEO and owner of Rufus & Coco. Hi, Annika.
Hi, Alan.
What does Rufus & Coco do?
Well, Rufus & Coco is Australia's most awarded pet care brand. So we sell health and beauty type products into Coles and Woolworths, independent stores, and actually into 8 countries now across the world. To date, we've received 7 Australian Business Awards for our innovation, and we're the largest privately owned business selling into grocery in Australia.
And started in 2008, so you've had your 10th anniversary.
That's it.
That's fantastic. And it says here that you actually had quite an early entrepreneurial streak, and you started selling mice to the local pet shop at 40 cents a pop.
You've done your research.
Where did you get the mice from?
Well, I think I was gifted a couple of mice. And then I, of course, you know, we had a local pet shop up the road, and I decided that my mice were cuter and better looking than the other mice. So I put two together, literally, and started breeding mice and had a chat to the guy up the road and showed him my mice. And 40 cents a pop, I got into the mice selling business.
That's fantastic. So was that really the beginning? I mean, because you're still in the pet business, as it happens.
Look, I've always had a passion for animals. In fact, I've owned over 40 pets in my life, and I've always wanted to indeed run my own business. And so when the opportunity presented itself after having quite a successful career in corporate, you know, when I thrashed out a number of ideas that I had at the time, this one certainly was the one that, you know, I had the most passion for. And I believed I had the greatest skills to be able to execute on, having a marketing and commercial management background.
So tell us about how you started and perhaps why you started Rufus & Coco.
Well, look, I started Rufus & Coco in 2008. I have always wanted to run my own business, and actually I took myself back to university to study my MBA at some part of my professional career in corporate with that in mind. And I grew up in a household where, you know, if you didn't get to the couch first, the dog would take your spot. So knowing that humanisation and people treating their pets very much like a child or part of the family was an increasing trend, and having a passion for animals, having owned over 40 in my life, it was really the idea that most resonated with me, was to create a brand of affordable, trusted, fashionable, desirable product across category that, you know, really met the needs and solved problems for pet owners.
So what was the product you started with?
Interestingly, I started with nutraceuticals, which isn't a range that's our forerunner today, if you like. But my background was actually at Blackmores, where I was the director of marketing. And increasingly over time, what had happened is that people were calling in asking for help for their animals, for which we had to write a protocol for at the time. So today, what is our fastest growing product is Wee Kitty Clumping Corn Litter. The cat litter market is a very fast growing market. In fact, cats are faster growing around the world than dogs, and it's a flushable, environmentally friendly product. And the other product range that we have that's also rapidly growing is our more natural range of grooming products that recently we just got into PetSmart in the United States of America. PetSmart is actually the number one pet retailer in the world with 1,459 doors. So we're very excited about that. And I suppose the next challenge is to keep them on the shelves there. So we're working on the marketing plans furiously now.
In fact, you're stocked in 9 countries, I understand. How hard was it to move overseas to get the product into stores in North America and other places in Asia as well?
Look, It's in some ways it's extremely challenging, and in other ways it's very easy. I know that, you know, PetSmart, for instance, has taken us 2 years, about 4 presentations, about 8 trade shows, about 4 buyers, and a whole lot of money to actually land that customer. And actually, even when we went to get listed in their system, they didn't have Australia in the drop-down menu. So being an Australian provider to an American business is, and you know, the largest one, is very unique. That said, in other ways, some of the Asian countries that we've been dealing with, I've been dealing with for many, many years, and they're used to buying products out of Australia. And of course, Asians love Australian products because we have very strict manufacturing requirements in this country, and codes around what claims, etc., you can make. And therefore, they know that they're buying good quality when they buy Australian. So Asian countries a little bit faster and easier to move, I suppose, given they're more of an emerging market versus the more mature markets that are very slow, have long, cumbersome selling cycles, etc.
Where do you get the products made?
Well, all the grooming and cleaning products are actually made in Australia. All of our cat litter products, a lot of our accessory products, we design in Australia and we make in China. We have about 20 manufacturers. We work with specialists, and everything we do, we work very hard to make sure it's the best generation of products. So very much part of our mantra is about offering best of breed products, so things that actually supersede those that are currently in market.
And it's not just dogs and cats, is it? You do all sorts of animals, or at least look after them.
Well, my son could show you his 12 stick insects that he's got at the moment. As a business, we do products as well for small animals, all types of bedding and litter, cat cage liners, and other products. But I have to say the biggest categories for us around the world are in the dog and cat category. We find that they're the biggest selling categories. It's interesting because certainly Europe in particular has a large number of small animals, I suppose because of their living arrangements, being more indoors, etc.
What's the number one thing you've learnt as an entrepreneur, particularly taking a product and a range of products like you've done around the world?
Wow. Just one?
Big question.
Just one. I would say work on yourself. I would say believe in yourself. And I do constant, personal development work. I belong to the Entrepreneurs Organization, who connects me to a whole range of like-minded entrepreneurs and professionals. I have a fantastic mentor. I really work on myself, but also in terms of health and well-being, sleep, a bit of balance in life, bit of fun. I think being the best you can be in every moment is the most important thing. You're making the most clear-minded decisions. And I think remembering, ultimately all those decisions and the buck stops with you. So being clear on how it sits in your heart, your mind, your gut, which I know might sound very spiritual, but that is my approach to it.
What's the long-term plan? Is it to sell the business or to list it on the stock exchange perhaps?
The long-term plan is to have a viable global business that actually gives back and creates change for people and their pets. And certainly, I spend my time also being a pet advocate and talking on behalf of all sorts of issues for people and their pets, including the current issue where pets are prohibited from a lot of rental and tenanted accommodation in Australia, which is a very big problem because pets are known to be good for people's psychological and mental and physical well-being. So the long-term plan is to have a global brand and that's meaningful for people and their pets and to therefore afford to have the luxury of giving back and supporting not-for-profit, I suppose, animal-related charities. My son would tell you that he's planning to run the business, so we'll see what happens there.
That's great. Well, congratulations on what you've achieved, Annika. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
I've been talking to Annika van den Broek, who's the founder, CEO and owner of Rufus and Coco.